Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is having a good time. This beautiful, beautiful sunny afternoon right here in Northwest Arkansas. I am Greg Squirrel. Welcome to the show. 347-326-9073. I want to give a shout out to our boys at Battleground MMA, Striking, Muay Thai, and Kickboxing. We also want to give a big shout out to Cage of Honor and the folks up there. They got that a big event coming up. We also want to say hey to Fayetteville Nutrition Center, Toyota of Northwest Arkansas, and Vista Prints for all your printing needs. That's right, it's Vista Prints. That's where I get my business cards made. So hope everybody gives them a try. Computer's acting funny today. I don't know what's up with the computer lately. Computer just likes acting funny. I don't know. Somewhere out there is my buddy, my friend Clint Davis. He's out there somewhere. So if you see him, tell him the Greg Squirrel Show says hello. If you will. Chicago? What are you doing in Chicago? Well, don't ask me. I just work here. So how is everybody going? We're doing good here. A lot of stuff going on in the news today. Got some sports stuff we're going to talk about. Got some regular news stuff. And in the wake of one of the topics we talked about yesterday, about the three young men that are being suspended for the remainder of the school year because they were playing with airsoft guns in their front yard, not on school property, but in the kids' own front yard, waiting on the bus to show up, and the bus stop just happens to be in front of the kid's house. Yet the kid and two of his friends were playing, shooting targets, and yeah, they were shooting at each other with these airsoft guns. No big thing. I've been hit by them. They leave a little mark. Oh, well. But yet these kids are being suspended for the remainder of the school year. And we talked about this on the show yesterday. And as I expected, everybody was in agreement that if it was not on school property, yeah, the school is saying that this was a violation of their zero tolerance. So my question is, when did schools have the right to tell people what they do on their own property in the privacy of their own home? When did schools start getting this much power that they can dictate to their students what they do in their own homes? 347-326-9073. We are talking about this a little bit more. And the reason I bring it up today is because there was a breaking story that one of the junior high schools here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where we're located, kid actually had a real loaded gun. So, of course, that little moron should be kicked out. And that's what I'm putting on Facebook right now. Do schools have the right to tell kids what they can do or can't do on their own property or in the privacy of their own home? Privacy. All right. I'm trying to type here, and I'm not doing. All right. So here's my question, once again, is do schools have the right to tell kids what they can do or can't do on their own property or in the privacy of their own home? 347-326-9073 to leave comments. And like I say, the only reason I'm bringing this up again today is because at one of the junior high schools here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, a kid was busted with a loaded gun. He's a little moron, so personally, I think, yes, this kid should be suspended because he did bring the gun on school property. Anyway, I'd like to have some people call in on this. I mean, what are kids thinking these days? That they can take loaded weapons to school? Do our kids really feel? Maybe this is a question Maybe the schools should be asking themselves a question. Do these kids feel so unsafe that they feel that they need to start coming to school packing heat to protect themselves? Brings up a good question, I think. 347-326-9073. Call on in here and let's talk about this. I've been out most of the day, so I'm kind of looking around. See what's going on. That one really don't. I kind of feel bad for Tyler Wilson. I just heard a car commercial for Tyler Wilson. So anyway, 347-326-9073. Call in if you want to comment on this. Kind of looking through the headlines, looking through the news, kind of checking out, seeing what else is going on. I want to know what Clint Davis is doing in Chicago. He's leaving me here all alone. Thanks, buddy. I thought you loved me. You could at least call in. You'd be embarrassed. Oh, wow. Here's a story that kind of has me bothered. A Crawford County murder suspect has been released on bond after authorities say it took too long for her trial to begin. Wow. Okay, my question is, do we know she did it? If we know she did it, then why are we wasting time on a trial? She should already be dead. If we know for sure that she did it, then why are we wasting time on a trial? She should done be worm food, because this happened last year. Killed a Arkansas highway worker at a rest stop area. So you tell me. Does that kind of make you feel uncomfortable knowing that now they're letting murderers back out on the street before they even get a trial? I think there's something wrong with this. Once again, I want to say hello to all my buddies, all my friends out there. Hey, we got a new commercial for you today that we're going to be popping up here in about 2 minutes. Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. Going to be taking place Kansas City on October 5th is the date. So if you're up in the Kansas City, Missouri, Overland Park area, get ready to listen for this commercial. We got it coming up. Matter of fact, if you want to comment about kids getting arrested for guns, kids getting suspended from school for playing with airsoft guns in the privacy of their own home, give me a call at 347-326-9073. Once again, that phone number, 347-326-9073. This section of the program brought to you by Ozark Natural Foods.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Presents Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Be there for all the blood, sweat, and tears that comes from some of the best cage fighting action in the Midwest. Team Impact, Proving Grounds Gym, Victory Fight Gym, Joplin Brotherhood, Wolfpack MMA, and many more. Plus, a kick fight. It all starts with a benefit dinner at 5 for Mike Hines to help pay for unexpected medical expenses. Arena doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Get your general admission tickets at Sports World in Carthage or online at fightforhonor.com. Cage of Honor 58. Sponsored by Anderson Auto Glass, Sandra Brown State Farm Insurance, Hot Wire Auto Sales, Neosho Graphics, and Zimmer Radio. Fight for Honor. Often imitated, never duplicated. Sanctioned by the Combat Sports Commission.
Attention, Kansas City Fights fans. Strike King Muay Thai Kickboxing is coming to the Camelot Ballroom at Overland Park, Kansas on Saturday, October 5th. Non-stop stand-up striking action with more knockouts than any other combat sport. Striking Fights, Saturday, October 5th, at Camelot Ballroom at Overland Park. Fighting begins at 6 p.m. Advanced tickets available online at strikingfights.com. Striking Fights, 6 p.m. Saturday, October 5th at the Camelot Ballroom.
Drop it from Tupac. From a homie over in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. What's up going on over there? Is it me or has this NFL football season just been crazy so far? I mean, who would figure that Kansas City Chiefs and the Chicago Bears be doing as good as they are? I mean, Kansas City's undefeated. Toughest game they played so far has been Philadelphia, and they beat them pretty good. I mean, I know it's just 3 games into the season, but Tampa Bay has already replace their starting quarterback. So it kind of makes you wonder what's going on. Once again, we got some great MMA events coming up throughout the area. If you're within the sound of my voice, there's probably a good MMA event coming to you. We got Cage of Honor. They're coming up this Saturday. We have Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing taking place up in Kansas City, Missouri in October 5th. And then they're also having a Muay Thai tournament November 2nd and 3rd. So if you are a Muay Thai fighter and you're listening to the show today, go on Facebook, look up Striking Fights, and get some more information about this big. I mean, I understand. I had a meeting with Ty Pilgrim, the owner of the promotion, this morning, and he was telling me there are two charter buses of Canadians coming down for this tournament. I mean, that's big right there. When you charter 2 buses, and you're cut here. I've got to learn how to sing the Canadian National Anthem. Yes, it's been requested. He asked me to be able to sing the Mexican National Anthem. But I looked at him and I'm like, dude, do you know how long the Mexican National Anthem is? No offense to the Mexicans out there. I love you guys. At least the honest, dependable ones that, you know, come here legally. I love you guys. But you know, your national anthem is almost 10 minutes long. I timed it the other day. I looked at Ty and I'm like, you're serious, right? He said, nah, we're going to take it easy on you. If you have If you can find a good tape recording of it, we'll do that. So that's what we're going to do. 10 minutes for a national anthem. I'm just like, wow. Hey, if you go to Direct Auto in Little Rock, Arkansas right now, Impact Wrestling, TNA, they're going to be in Little Rock Thursday night at the Verizon Center, or what is it, Verizon Arena. Christy Hemme and James Storm are at Direct Auto in Little Rock. The Icon Sting, they did some promo stuff with him this morning. So there we go. Once again, if you're a fight promoter out there and you have some events coming up, I would love to be able to help promote your event. Send me an MP3 of your, if you have a commercial and you have an MP3, feel free to email that to me or get in touch with me and we can email that to me. And we'll be glad to run that commercial for you. Got some sad news we're going to pass along. Former San Diego Charger player Paul Oliver has committed suicide. And what's sad is this is the second player to commit suicide. He was safety, 29 years old, found dead in his home outside of Marietta, Georgia. Played for the Chargers from 2007 to 2011. 2007 fourth round supplemental draft pick from Georgia. Oliver was released by the Saints after training camp in 11. And returned to San Diego later in the season. Thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Paul Oliver. What's going on? Why are there so many players? Isn't this like the second San Diego player to commit suicide or something? It's like, what's going on in the water in San Diego? I have no idea. Kind of creepy, if you ask me. Dallas Cowboys have announced that they are putting defensive end Anthony Spencer on the season-ending injury reserve, and they've claimed cornerback Chris Greenwood off the Detroit Lions practice squad. Now, if they can just find him a good quarterback, I mean, I'll give Romo credit. Tony Romo's not my favorite player, but you know, I think they can do better. I think the Cowboys can do better. Personally speaking, that's just me. If you're a Cowboys fan, matter of fact, we're going to put this on Facebook. If you think the Cowboys can do better at quarterback, call 347-326-9073. We're going to be have the phone lines open for this. As we do for all the topics. But, you know, a lot of people like Romo. I think we can do better. I mean, I don't know. For all you boat racing enthusiasts, here's something for you. Skipper Jimmy Spithill and Oracle Team won the America's Cup today. Was one of the one of the greatest comeback in America's Cup history. I'll work on getting more info on this. I actually, for a long time, kept track of the America's Cup. I mean, it's fun. I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs of catamaran racing, but the bottom line is. It was fun stuff to watch. One of my favorite movies is a movie, if I remember correct, it's called Win. And it had Jennifer Grey and, Jennifer Grey. And I can't remember the name of the guy with the bait, with the nose. I see his face, not Gerard Depardieu. But it was about America's Cup. And so, you know, so like I say, back when I was younger, for several years, I kept track of the America's Cup. So, once again, congratulations to Team Oracle. Bring the America's Cup home. Gotta love stuff like that, even if you don't understand it. Because once you get watching it, oh boy! I was running down the headlines. I'll read that in a minute. But don't you always find yourself watching stuff when you don't even know really the intricacies of it? Well, the America's Cup is like that for me. I mean, I always thought it personally, thought it would be cool to get out there on one of them boats. Man, I wonder if, NASCAR has the driving school where you go to Dallas or St. Louis. Those are the two that are near me. And you can take the little course, and then you can either do the ride-along program where you ride with the driver, or if you want to pay the extra bucks, you can take the full course and actually be able to get out there. I mean, I think the top speeds on the car are maybe like only 160, but still, you know where I'm going at with this. I'm just wondering if somebody could start like a boat racing school type thing like that. I would be on that in a heartbeat. I think that would be so cool. All right. You heard me kind of have a reaction right there. Two New Mexico men. Jason Price, 42, John Magnus, 48, Albuquerque, New Mexico, were pulled over and were found with 100 pounds of marijuana in the bed of their pickup truck. Estimated value, $200,000. Wow. First off, what kind of idiots driving down the road with it in the back of their truck? You not even try to hide it. It's in boxes in the back of the truck. Call in on that. Let me know what you think about that. 347 326-9073. If you want to comment on that, we'll let you. Because, you know, you're my buddies. You're my friends out there. Wow. 100 pounds of marijuana with a street value of over $200,000. You know what I could do with $200,000? I could pay off all my mom's bills. I could pay off all my bills. Wow. Hey, coming back on the other side, got birthdays. Because, you know, we're all friends right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. I love you.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Attention, Kansas City Fight fans. Strike King Muay Thai Kickboxing is coming to the Camelot Ballroom at Overland Park, Kansas on Saturday, October 5th. Non-stop stand-up striking action with more knockouts than any other combat sport. Strike King Fight, Saturday, October 5th at the Camelot Ballroom at Overland Park. Fighting begins at 6 p.m. Advanced tickets available online at strikekingfights.com. Strike King Fight, 6 p.m. Saturday, October 5th at the Camelot Ballroom.
Presents Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Be there for all the blood, sweat, and tears that comes from some of the best cage fighting action in the Midwest. Team Impact, Proving Grounds Gym, Victory Fight Gym, Joplin Brotherhood, Wolfpack MMA, and many more. Plus, a kick fight. It all starts with a benefit dinner at 5 for Mike Hines to help pay for unexpected medical expenses. Arena doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Get your general admission tickets at Sports World in Carthage or online at fightforhonor.com. Cage of Honor 58. Sponsored by Budweiser, Harmony Road Auto, Guaranteed Comfort System, Steel Rooster, and Zimmer Radio. Saturday, September 28th. Fight for Honor. Often imitated, never duplicated. Sanctioned by the Combat Sports Commission.
Don't you just love the chipmunks? Wait till Christmas comes around and I drag out the alternate Chipmunks Christmas songs. Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Fun stuff like that. Got some birthdays out here. Tracy McDonald, good friend of mine down in the Little Rock area, 43 years old. And out in South Carolina, I love this guy to death. Danny Snipes, one of the most successful businessmen I own. This guy pulls in over a six-digit income per month. So, Danny Snipes, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Tracy Taylor, once again, happy birthday. Yeah, it's all good stuff. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in and talk about any of the topics we've talked about today, we would love to have you on the air. We're going till 5 o'clock today. You know, I'm kind of sticking with this exercise program. Once again, I want to say thank you to Rhonda Porter and the crew over at Fayetteville Nutrition Center. They have hooked me up with one of the best, I guarantee you, one of the best weight loss programs that I've ever been able to be a part of. You know, I've tried the gym thing and all that stuff, nothing. You know, I did the gym thing, went swimming, bicycle, all that stuff that the gym had to offer, nothing. But I've come across these folks, and let me tell you, I've lost 11 pounds. I'm excited about weighing myself. Here in the next couple of days, I can't decide if I'm going to weigh myself tomorrow or if I'm going to weigh myself Friday. So, haven't decided yet. We'll let you know on that one. But we are going to weigh myself eventually. Because guess what day it is? That's right. Guess what day it is? Want to say hello to my good friend Amanda Rainfield. One of the top female fighters I've had the pleasure of watching, and I've seen some good fighters. I mean, she's located out in the Oregon area, California. I think she's in Portland, Oregon. But, I mean, she's a sweetheart. I always enjoy getting to visit with her. And I visit with her on time to time. So, it's good stuff. Kind of running down the list. Who caught the Book of Manning last night? Not being a big Manning fan, I didn't watch a whole lot of it. I watched some of it, but it was actually pretty good. So they're going to be. I'm sure they'll be replaying it five million more times. Make sure you check it out. The Book of Manning on ESPN. Want to say hello to my boy Bryant Pappas. Bryant Pappas got a big fight coming up. He's out in the New York area. Sending him a big shout out right now. I gotta learn how to spell right. Or at least learn how to hit the space button so it spaces everything like it's supposed to. What do you think about this? The Army. Let me pull it back over here. What difference does a damn tattoo make? That's what I want to know. The Army is considering a new ban that will make tattoos visible below the elbow and knee . What do you think about that? Trying to ban tattoos visible below the elbow and the knee for new Army recruits. That's crazy. I mean, what the heck does a tattoo have to do with a person's ability to pull a trigger? Being over to go defend our country. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, these guys are defending our country, and yet you're trying to tell them that they won't be able to if they have a tattoo that's visible on their arm or on their legs. I just do not understand that. Three four seven 3269073. Call in if you got an opinion on this. I mean, I think it's crazy. I don't know, boys and girls. Got some great football action coming up this weekend. Of course, we got college. How do you think Chuck Liddell would rank up against some of today's top fighters? I don't know. You tell me. Do you think Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate being a part of the current Ultimate Fighter, do you really think that is adding more fuel to their big fight coming up? I don't know. I do not know. I think it is, personally. What did you think? 347-326-9073. We're about 3 minutes away from our final commercial break for the day. So we're going to be hitting that here in a few minutes. Phone lines are going to be open. Uh-oh. All right. Let's go ahead and hit this last commercial break. Phone lines are going to be open for the last 15 minutes. If there's something you want to comment on, 347-326-9073. Like I say, once again, the phone lines are going to be open for the last 15 minutes, 347-326-9073. If you want something you want to talk about, hey, Humpty, hold on. I'm not done. If there's something you want to talk about, we got the last segment. We got 15 minutes left on the show today. Then I'm going to go work out. So join us right after this commercial break, right here on the Greg Skrull Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Kansas City Fights fans. Strike King Muay Thai Kickboxing is coming to the Camelot Ballroom at Overland Park, Kansas on Saturday, October 5th. Non-stop stand-up striking action with more knockouts than any other combat sport. Strike King Fights, Saturday, October 5th at the Camelot Ballroom at Overland Park. Fighting begins at 6 p.m. Advanced tickets available online at strikekingfights.com. Strike King Fights, 6 p.m. Saturday, October 5th at the Camelot Ballroom.
Yeah.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Kootua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Presents Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Be there for all the blood, sweat, and tears that comes from some of the best cage fighting action in the Midwest. Team Impact, Proving Grounds Gym, Victory Fight Gym, Joplin Brotherhood, Wolfpack MMA, and many more. Plus, a kick fight. It all starts with a benefit dinner at 5 for Mike Hines to help pay for unexpected medical expenses. Arena doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Get your general admission tickets at Sports World in Carthage or online at fightforhonor.com. Cage of Honor 58. Sponsored by Anderson Auto Glass, Sandra Brown State Farm Insurance, Hot Wire Auto Sales, Neosho Graphics, and Zimmer Radio. Fight for Honor. Often imitated, never duplicated. Sanctioned by the Combat Sports Commission.
Here on the Greg Squirrel Show, our last segment. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, so we're opening up the phone lines, 347-326-9073. If there's something you talked about today, feel free to call on in. If there's something you got on your mind that you want to talk about, we got about 12 minutes left, so we'll let you talk about it right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Greg Squirrel Show brought to you by Fayetteville Nutrition Center. If you're interested in learning how to lose weight, then you need to get in touch with me or get in touch with Rhonda. And we can work with you on that because it's good stuff. Like I say, I've lost 11 pounds. I'm looking at losing more. Also want to say a big hello to Professor Marty Kell at Arkansas School of Martial Arts and Krav Maga. If you're looking for a good defense style that will help you in real-world situations, then you need to come check out Arkansas School of Martial Arts, located behind the Sonic on North College in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Don't be a victim. Make the attacker the victim. That's kind of our motto over there. Once again, we want to talk about our friends over at Extreme Fighting, Inc. Got their big event coming up October 26th, Fayetteville or Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Limited seats. So make sure you check it out. Been a fun show today. What do you think about the commercials? Let us know how you feel about those. Are they adding to the show? Or are they taking away from the show? Well, give me a call. Let me know. Or send me a message and let me know. I'm always looking for ways to make the show better. So if there's something on there you think I need to do to make the show better, outside of just flat get off the air. Nice. Would love to hear from you. Want to talk about AA Productions. Got Cage Combat Championships 4, Turtle Day Tussle. That's coming up this weekend. And Pocahontas at the Dias Community Center in Dias, Arkansas. Doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. So there you go. It's a fundraiser to help the Sunken Land Chamber of Commerce. Pocahontas is in the northeast corner of the state, up near the Missouri border. So if you're up in that area, you want to check out some good MMA action, go check out Turtle Day Tussle, brought to you by AA Promotions. Is it the weekend yet? That's all I want to know. I'm ready for the weekend. I got some fun stuff going on this weekend. DJing a birthday party over in Bartlesville, Oklahoma is where we're going to be. Me and the rest of my crew from Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. Want to throw that out there. If you are an MMA promotion and you need music and sound for your events, check out Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJs. If you need a ring announcer, I'm available for that also. Still got some good dates for the remainder of 2013 going into 2014. Schedule's filling up fast for 2014, so if you need a good ring announcer, get a hold of me fast. Shameless plug, I know. 347-326-9073. Got about 7 minutes left in the show today. I think the Cardinals won again today. Let's find out. I'm looking. Yes. St. Louis 4, Washington 1. Currently in action, you got the Angels taking on the Athletics 3-1. The Mets beat Cincinnati 1-0, and the Cubs won a game, woo-hoo, 4-2 over the Pirates. Going to look down the schedule, point out some of the big games this weekend I'm going to be keeping track of. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, that ought to be a good one. Florida State, Boston College, that always turns out to be a good game. Wake Forest and Clemson. And, of course, you got that big one, Oklahoma and Notre Dame taking place. And then, of course, being a Hog fan, you cannot overlook Arkansas and Texas A&M. Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium right here in the heart of Hog Country. Is it me or do you think that the Oregon Ducks have too many freaking uniforms? Somebody actually did a survey. And with all the different jerseys, the different pants, the different helmets, they did a check, and they have determined that not just every week of the year, but Oregon could play 365 ball games a year and not wear the same uniform twice. Is that not crazy? I think it's crazy. Sorry for the sneeze right there. I think it's crazy. I think that's too many uniforms. But what do I know? Let's run down to the, we got 5 minutes, so let's run down to college football headlines. Florida defensive tackle Dominic Easley could be out for the rest of the season. No more information on that. Auburn wide receiver Jalen Denson has been injured, and he is out for the remainder of the season. A lot of injuries. University of Central Florida linebacker Willie Mitchell has been suspended indefinitely for drinking and driving. Don't get me in that soapbox, please. I mean, what makes these players think that they can go out and do this stuff? Nah, never mind. I'm not going to get on it. I'm going to let it go. Oosa. Is there ever going to be a Bad Boys 3? Or do you think Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are too old now? Couldn't tell you. Once again, we want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today. We will be right back here tomorrow. Same bat time. Same bat channel. I do want to take a survey here real quick. If I was thinking of switching times for the Greg Squirrel Show, because I'm always trying to do better Tuesdays, get more listeners, get more people involved in the show, would you want to see the show on later in the day? Or would you want to see the show on later at night? Because, we, you know, we originally started off at 10 o'clock. Or was it 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock. Originally started off at 9 o'clock. Then we moved to 4. So, you know, we just I'm putting this on Facebook. All right, so I put that on Facebook. If the Greg Squirrel Show was going to switch times, would you want to see us on earlier in the day, you know, morning, so about around noon, or would you want to see us on later in the evening? Just curious. I mean, I'm always trying to keep in, I'm always looking at ways to keep the show growing. And, you know, switching times are going to help us get more people involved in the show, then that's what I'm willing to do. All right. Once again, it's been a great day. Want to thank everybody for tuning into today's show. Once again, big birthday shout out to all of our people. Once again, we want to say thank you to Toyota of Northwest Arkansas, Arkansas School of Martial Arts, Fayetteville Nutrition Center, Dry King, Muay Thai Kickboxing, Page of Honor, and of course our folks over at Battleground MMA. Join us right back here tomorrow, 4 o'clock for the Thursday edition. Hopefully Quint will be back in the house. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a good evening. And we will see you right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.